Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Nice beaver.
Tan Line Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Go see Nick tomorrow night in Council Bluffs doing some comedy. Where you at, Nick?
Yes, Third Base Bar and Grill tomorrow night.
And our T95 listeners in the great town of Wichita, you will be there on
Friday night. October 1st at Barleycorns this Friday. And then Saturday will be at Big Canvas here in Omaha.
Here in Omaha. At Nix Allens is his Twitter and the Facebook page. Excuse me, your website is?
NixAllens.com.
And buy all that gear.
Yeah.
Oh, and breaking comedian guest news.
Yes.
Craig Peters calling on Friday.
Craig Peters. Nice. Is he on the road yet?
I have no idea.
I think he's trying to take it easy. I think he's still trying to be safe, you know.
Doubtful. I think he's probably at the kitchen table listening to us
Maybe he is. Love you, Craig. Looking forward to it. He's always got material, too.
Speaking of swag, I noticed Craig and I are both wearing our T95 gear
today. Oh, you
today.
Do got your T95 gear
on, right? Yes, the T95 limited edition retro hoodie.
Yes, you do.
And I have the T-shirt on.
Yeah.
T95 is the best about giving us gear.
Absolutely they are.
But we will take gear from any of our other affiliates. Yeah. And wear it around town.
I got about
eight
T-shirts. Just say Rick is just a douche that I rotate. I don't have it on today, but now I got my
I got my
kids' football.
Be true to your school.
Yeah, Elkhorn North Wolves.
Years ago, the home affiliate.
Oh, sorry, that's what we do in the crowd there.
They made us
never do that again.
Can't help it. Get
it. You got to do that when you're a wolf.
A shirt. We just got a shirt.
Yeah. My favorite shirt we first moved to town was Todd and Tyler, wake up and smell the rock and roll. That was a shirt. That was a shirt. All right.
That was fine at the time.
It was.
I just
no, it wasn't.
Pot of rock and roll.
No, it wasn't.
It was a pot of rock and roll.
I made this coffee a little too strong.
Yeah, No, Nick just made it.
Oh, no, okay. But the previous pot was mine.
Oh, this one's strong, too.
Yeah, you can go about half of that basket full instead of all the way.
And what'd you put in there, Nick?
I filled it up.
Yeah, because I just had a sip of that. It's like full espresso right here.
That's the way I do it at home. It's full basket, man.
I just hope there's some left when I go out there.
I went out and poured a little bit out while I was still making it.
Yeah, we need an industrial size one.
Right.
Yeah.
There's still too many people in here.
Two.
Yep. That'd be fine.
I've waited long enough to mention this, I think. Perhaps I should have waited a little bit longer. Today is National Drink Beer Day.
Yes. Twist our arms.
A Tuesday.
I'll do that.
On a Tuesday.
Well, it's the 28th.
That's my anniversary, too.
It happens to be Tuesday.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, so it's that designated day.
Apparently.
Yeah, I think I got a little Taco Vesa from the Nebraska Brewing Company. That'll be my night.
28th of September.
Yeah, so drink beer today. Apparently that's the best way to celebrate.
Yeah, it is.
On National
Beer
Day.
It's a very simple way.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
No better way. I can't think of a better way to celebrate National Beer Day than to actually drink a beer.
Have a beer.
And patronize your beer people. especially if they advertise on this show.
We got beer in the fridge out there.
We do. We do that for the engineer workers. Right.
They don't seem to be drinking it.
No.
I think they've been working.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can work and drink. Look at us.
Okay, you talked about
a shining example.
Kyrie, and they had, was it Letterman?
No, was Letterman show up here?
Yeah.
Asking Kevin Durant questions?
Yeah, I saw the video of this.
Yes. Letterman just shows up as what, a member of the media?
Well, mm-hmm. Letterman showed up as Dave from Basketball Digest.
Okay. Which does not exist, by the way.
It used to. That is so cool.
Yeah, he went over there for, and Kevin Durant didn't necessarily recognize him.
Oh, okay. That makes it even funnier, actually.
Yeah, apparently his first question for Durant was, why do people call you KD? Let me rephrase that for people who aren't aware. His first question for Kevin Durant was, why do people call you KD?
Let's hear it.
So I don't know exactly what we have here, but we do have some audio. Somewhere.
From Basketball Digest. Kevin, can I call you KD? KD, why do people call you KD?
My first name is Kevin.
Uh-huh, right.
And my second name, my last name is Durant with a D.
KD, this year, what percentage do you plan on giving on the court? 90, 95, 100, 110? What are we looking at?
110.
110.
Does he know any at all?
No, he has no clue.
Obviously not. Is there a visual?
Was he there in person? Sounds like he was on the phone.
Yeah, no, he was. They were there in the media room, and he was sitting there.
There's a visual. Now, I know Letterman's got a huge beard now, and he doesn't look anything like he did when he was on TV.
A little bit more. Slowly. Mm-mm. But surely.
They said that they're talking to the commissioner now. They're looking at working a contractual deal that will allow you, when you're not playing for the Nets, days off, you'll be able to play for the Knicks. Comments?
All right, Dave, that was the last one.
I'm sorry, was that a comment?
That was it. Thank
what about the Pelicans? When you guys play the Pelicans, does it kind of make you giggle?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm being told my time is done. Have a great year. That's it, everybody. Thank you. Good night.
Oh, God, he's the best.
I love him.
Miss him so much.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I just can't get into these other late night shows.
Neither can I, really. Technically, I can't.
Dave is bored.
Well, they all worship Dave, you know?
Sure. As they should.
But you could, I mean, even if it had been Dave Letterman straight off the set of the TV show, I don't think Kevin Durant would have known who he was.
No, probably not.
Maybe not. Maybe
he just,
not.
He looked probably completely not. Clueless as to who this guy was.
Well, there's that famous thing in that the Michael Jordan documentary in the mid 90s. Yeah, in the mid 90s, Seinfeld's back in the locker room. And he walks up to him and shakes his hand, and it looks like Jordan didn't know who Seinfeld was.
That was possible.
A joke. When that was running, everybody pretty much said that. You watch that video, he doesn't know who Seinfeld is.
Hey, who are you?
Now, Seinfeld, that's the mid-90s. The show just kicked in, was making a lot of money. Might not have been on Jordan's DVR.
Yeah.
And there was no DVR
in. DVRs didn't exist.
So I can believe you wouldn't know who Seinfeld was. Different circles, you know?
He was kind of busy at night most of the time.
Yeah.
Probably didn't program the VHS.
Probably not.
I love that he laughed, though. I like Kevin Durant laughed about the Pelicans.
He did.
I like that. He could have been, when he goes, that's it, Dave. They go, hey, they laugh at the Pelicans. I like him now. I like Kevin Durant.
Yeah, sure.
Never hated him anyway, but I love that he's just giggled there.
If he would have been all stoic, I would have.
At that point, I said, yeah.
I would have considered him humorless.
You laugh at
but the
Pelicans.
Fact that he laughed
and
at that.
He said, yeah, we do.
As they should.
Yeah.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar says NBA players should get the vaccine or get kicked off the team. He told Rolling Stone there's no room for players willing to risk the health and lives of their teammates.
That's it.
Yeah, who's the...
That is totally it.
Who's the poster child
risking
for this
the
now?
Other people.
That Wiggins guy.
And Kyrie.
Kyrie now, too.
And Kyrie.
Well, I saw that the NBA overall is at 90%.
Yeah. Well, that's still 10%.
All right, then lose the other 10.
Right.
Yeah, I haven't heard of it other than Kyrie. Any big names who have refused? Or at least
well, they're not playing right now, so we don't know.
Right.
I actually saw a great clip from Damian Lillard.
Yeah, I saw that
from the Trailblazers,
right.
who said, look, it was a pretty simple decision. I've lost family members to COVID. I don't want to lose any more. I want to keep my family safe. Yeah. What do you need to do?
How do you own the lives doing that, though?
Yeah.
Well, he mentioned all the shots he's gotten throughout his life, too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Who's the guy from the Trailblazers?
Damian Lillard.
Okay. Yeah. Does his brother play for Milwaukee?
No.
How did the question come up? Because I saw the audio. Somebody asked him about the Milwaukee Bucks, and he's doing his own research.
That's Lopez.
That's the Lopez.
Okay.
The
Lopez brothers, right. Yeah. He's going to do his own research.
See if they won.
Yeah, that's great.
All right.
Yeah.
If you could find that audio, that'd be good, too.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of funny.
Get your vaccine.
And stop doing your own research.
Right. And stop saying that, too.
No research. Right. Researching, son of a bitch.
You know, when I want to research stuff, I just text Dr. Mina. Now, we have a direct line to Dr. Mina, so I'll just text her. I say, hey, what's going on
here? Right, because she has connections to people
is there a lump on here?
What is called?
Or you want to come here and feel it, I always say.
Research.
She's a doctor. She went to Yale, and she works at Penn. And, so I just say, what's up with this? Or I talk to my own doctor, who's a great guy also.
Well, yeah, some people are doing, like, scientists are doing research. Everybody else is reading.
Right.
Right. That's what we pointed out earlier.
Thank you.
It's looking stuff up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we tried to give credit to some douchebag.
I'm searching on YouTube. No, that is not research.
No. My favorite one is about 2-3 months ago, the local news was at a vaccination site, and they just found this old dude. And he was probably about 50, but looked 70. Yeah, I've been waiting around, just been waiting, see what happens, and doing my own research, so I figured I'd go do it. And this is after 600,000 people had died, but he was waiting around.
Right.
Waiting around, I figured.
Yeah, but.
And, by the way, it was one of those sites that gave him $50 gift card, and he mentioned the gift card, too.
Oh, that's why he was there.
I wanted a gift card, but I've been doing my own research. And I said, thank you, the local TV station, for doing that. It was the best interview I ever saw. I laughed my ass off.
Do they ever ask these people how they're doing their own research?
No.
Or what?
No.
Like, if they could see
Follow
the results of their research?
Nah.
No, they don't.
Jordan Klepper's good about that. Klepper's good.
Methodology. No. But yeah, it's YouTube videos.
Yeah.
It's, some video that.
I know 14 people that died.
Uncle Bill sent me.
But I'm different. Mm-hmm. I'm different.
Sure, they're taking very detailed notes,
getting it all peer reviewed.
Yep.
As research should be. Yeah, one of my peers is Uncle Bill, and he saw the same video. So I'm going to count that as research.
His nuts got real big, just like Cardi B's uncle.
Cousin's friend.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Cardi B's cousin's friend's nuts grew. Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Three sizes that day.
Very.
We are approaching Christmas.
Hey, it's Christmas. I'm happy, by the way. I am happy.
Oh.
Yeah. Now the goose is on the table.
Coming up.
Yeah, that seems to be year-round. That doesn't really seem to take a season off.
It kind of went away a little bit.
It did. It did.
Yes,
he
it
said
faded.
That.
A little bit.
He said that last year after Christmas. Oh, I'm not going to play it again until next Christmas. Bull.
It's faded
it's
here
year
in the
round.
Last couple of months.
I really haven't noticed.
Yeah.
If you say the word table... That's all he needs.
Thank you.
Or goose, or on, or the. And then he'll play it.
Other than that, it's gone.
I can see that. That makes sense.
Now the goose is on the table.
All right.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
TikTok says it has 1 billion global users per month. They've been growing steadily over the last few years, picking up steam during the pandemic. They were averaging just over a 500 million users in December of 2019, and then Trump threatened to ban TikTok, and everybody else jumped on board.
Yep. That guy was in charge at one point. Holy hell.
Well, their storage security is like a potentially a national security risk.
Oh, yeah, all because China
of the
owns
app being
it, yeah.
owned by a company in China, ByteDance.
Yeah.
For the record, I will say this. When this first started being a thing back in 2019, I had heard rumblings of it first in the computer geek crowd,
Got
and
it.
Then it went to government.
Got it.
Okay.
It's a lot of people dancing in front of their fridge. That's basically what I see.
My kids are on that all the time.
Yeah, my kids do it too. I'm on a couple TikTok videos out there dancing somewhere.
Bragger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm in the background of a couple.
Yeah, me
walking
too.
Walking by.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is there COVID and vaccine misinformation available on TikTok as well?
I don't know, man. TikTok to me is just dancing. Kids dancing.
Yeah,
so.
I think
yeah, stealing stuff from schools.
Yeah. I think there's
all that they're doing that stuff. Yeah.
Right, misinformation on every form of social media.
Probably, but TikTok's just a little quick video, so they can really can't delve into it.
That seems to be the place that's pushing all these other social media things, though. Like, that's where that Milk Crate thing started. Like,
right,
a lot of
right,
the trends that start
right,
there make right, their way to everything else. Right.
But it's all short version stuff, isn't it? I've never seen anything
no,
like
real
a minute
short.
Long.
No, they're not.
TikTok.
They're not.
Because we have short attention spans.
What?
Yeah, it's fun when, like, my youngest two, they'll be everybody just, like, sitting in the living room and they're both watching TikTok on their phones with, you know, no headphones.
Right,
so it's
right.
just, like, different.
Oh, I hate
second
that.
And a half snippet of audio different from each phone though, and I'm like, I'm losing my mind
no,
here.
No. I get that too. The TV's actually on.
Yeah.
And people just turn their phones up in the house in the same room. And I don't get it. I want to freak out.
Yep. But if you do, you're a dick.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, then it's your problem.
Right.
You're yeah. the bad guy.
My wife would watch some videos while I have a TV on. And I hear the audio from her phone. I'm thinking, yeah, the TV's on.
Yeah, my wife's not too bad about that. But there have been times where she's done it. I'll just pause the TV and I'll just look. I've got
right.
Wait.
Yeah,
I'll wait. It's fine.
Why are you pausing?
You
it?
Go ahead.
Because you're playing two audio here.
She doesn't do it very often. I'll give her credit for that.
No, some people think they can pay attention to three things at once.
No, men can't.
No, I don't think people in general can.
No,
I can barely pay attention to one thing at once. That's hard. Yeah. We have done that with the kids too. Be like, hey, can you turn that down a little bit? They'll turn it. They'll like hit the button once.
Yeah.
And be like, now can you like really turn it down?
How about go in the other room?
The official cast list for SNL season 47 has been announced.
Yeah, Beck Bennett's leaving, man. That sucks. But everybody else is coming back. They're all coming back.
Everybody.
Yeah.
One other is leaving, I think, or maybe.
Who was the other one?
I forget.
It wasn't a name I recognized.
Okay, but Beck Bennett. Yeah, yeah. But the rest of them are coming back.
He's the big name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised all those people are coming back.
I mean, like every one of them.
Well, they did that, like,
farewell
looked like a goodbye
thing.
At
yeah.
the end of the
yeah.
season
well, you
last
know what?
Year.
Money talks, so somebody's coming back from.
Yeah,
money.
There were rumors that three or four
yep.
were leaving. But
Cecily Strong, Kate McKinnon, they're all coming back, you know.
Well, apparently Lorne Michaels got serious about locking down fan favorite cast members.
Yeah, but Beck Bennett's good. I
like
miss
McKinnon,
him.
Strong,
I'm
and Bryant until at least season 50, and at least he got him to stay for
yeah.
this season.
Yeah, because Beck Bennett does a lot.
Yeah, he does. She's in a lot of things.
Is this the 50th season?
No.
No, this is 47. So one of the guys they got, James Austin Johnson, he's best known for his viral Trump impersonation videos. And there's a couple of others, Bowen Yang and Chloe Fineman, bumped up to full cast members.
Oh, they're funny.
Okay.
But Bowen
yeah.
Yang,
well deserved.
He makes me laugh, man.
Well, he got an Emmy nomination.
He is so good.
As a featured player.
I know. Well, he steals a lot of scenes he's in. He's amazing.
Does. Yeah. He's really good.
Yeah.
That dude that does the Trump impressions, what's his name?
James Austin Johnson.
He's funny. I follow him on Twitter, and he has a video up about fireworks being illegal in Pasadena. Yeah. Set to this, it's really. He's just walking down the street and like singing an Elton John song. And like that dude's
he's
funny.
Really
that made
really
me
good.
Laugh okay. hard. Yeah.
And then the first set of hosts.
That's this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, Owen Wilson, yeah, Owen Wilson. And Casey Musgraves will be the musical guest.
Yeah, and she's going to race on Sunday. Sorry, NASCAR.
They must be racing in Albany.
Later, you'll get to see Kim Kardashian West and Halsey, Rami Malek and Young Thug, and Jason Sudeikis and Brandi Carlile.
I'm pretty sure it's Young Thug.
You said she said Young Thud?
Not Thug. Yeah.
I like that. Your music goes over like a thud.
I mean, that's more probably, you know,
what he
accurate.
Sounds like.
Young Thug.
Young Thud.
So you can see this. Apparently, and this is not something that affects us, but apparently the show will live stream on Peacock the same night it airs on NBC. This is a thing for some people.
Okay. Okay. If you just have Peacock at the house. Okay. Now I feel like I'm 8. Because when I heard the word peacock when I was 8, I laughed.
You're like, oh.
Like pelican?
Peacock.
When you say pelican?
Peacock. No, peacock makes me laugh. Ooh. Owen Wilson this week. Owen Wilson's great. I love him and everything.
I don't mind Casey Musgraves.
I like her.
I'm just excited for Sudeikis coming back.
Yeah, Sudeikis hosting in 3 weeks, right?
Yeah, they're going like 4 in a row to start here. Yeah. He's the fourth.
Is Ted Lasso
hokey? Is he with Young Thud?
No. No, he's with Brandi Carlile.
No, I bet the best way to describe Ted Lasso, I wouldn't say hokey. It's just it's optimistic because his character finds coolness in everything. And that's why when you read this stuff, people go, hey, I was really bummed out, so I watched Ted Lasso. It's just...
Really?
An upbeat
character. Are you into season two yet?
No.
Okay, in season two, you get a little bit more of they delve into Ted a little bit more, and you find out things.
Well, he's got some issues.
Things aren't always as rosy as it seems.
No, not in his personal life, but he just finds the goodness in people.
Yeah.
And that's why I think people like that show.
But they're showing you in this season two now.
Okay.
That's going on right
I gotta
now.
Start watching
they're
too.
Showing you a little bit more of the human side of
okay.
Ted.
Okay. All right.
So I want to check that out, but I was worried it was just going to be, like, cheesy.
Well,
no.
It's also getting to the point now where you're getting too much hype around it, so people are going to... We've done that. Too
sure.
much hype around it, I ain't going to watch it.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
But it lives up to the hype.
Right. Yeah.
I really like it.
Watch American Rush. You've seen that yet?
I haven't started that yet. It's on the DVR.
That is so good.
Jeff
Daniels is so good.
Yeah. What's it?
American Rust on Showtime. Jeff Daniels and Mira Tierney, whatever name it is.
Yeah. Maura Tierney.
Mira Tierney.
What's it about?
I think you got it.
depressed steel town in Pennsylvania, a smaller city.
He's a sheriff.
There's a lot of drugs, murder. But you know what? I know it's not a feel-good show, but Jeff Daniels, you can't take your eyes off Jeff Daniels.
There's pretty much nothing he does that I'm not going to give a shot
no.
to.
He's,
you know?
He's excellent. He's excellent, yeah.
Do you laugh at all?
A lot of fentanyl. No.
No?
No. A lot of fentanyl, drugs, and murder. But it's really a good show.
Well, watch that and then follow it up with Ted Lasso to cheer yourself up.
Yeah.
Send fentanyl, drugs, and murder.
Yeah. Depressed town. Nobody, everybody living in poverty. It's real good.
You sold me.
Jeff Daniels is going to call and say, stop plugging it. No, it's getting great reviews. Check it out. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.